Is Sherry in here? Somewhere. I don't know whether... Hi, Sherry. I don't know if you know this story, but this was one of my favorites when I was a kid. It's a story about a little short man whose name we only discover at the very, very end, named Rumpelstiltskin. Now, you may remember the story, or it may have been so long that you've forgotten, but basically, some poor shepherd girl has a bit of a bozo for a father who goes around bragging that she knows how to spin straw into gold. And the greedy king, of course, says, "That's just the woman for me. I can see her inner qualities of gold." And says, "I'll marry you, but you need to come into this locked chamber in the palace and spin straw into gold for 3 days. Well, of course, Dad was exaggerating a little bit. And she's only saved because this little imp named Rumpelstiltskin shows up. And first, you know, in exchange for her necklace, he spins the straw into gold, and then in exchange for a ring, and finally, in exchange for a child that she'll have, should she indeed marry the king, unless she can guess his name. Now, what you may not know about this story is that it is one of the oldest stories in human history. It's actually as old or older than Gilgamesh. It is a fairy tale that is 4,000 years old, which means it predates our Torah. And it speaks of all sorts of things, but it brings out for us the power of a name and the true power of a hidden name that really tells us who you are. And it's an interesting story because in this week's Parsha Vayera, we encounter this same notion. Because Moses is encountering God and getting his mission to go before Pharaoh and to free the Jewish people. And he wants to know, "What shall I call you?" And there's this whole, "Ehyeh asher ehyeh," "I will be that which I will be." And he said, "Vishmi Adonai lo nodati lahem." But for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they didn't know me by my name of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the tetragrammaton. Now let's leave aside for the fact that that name does appear in earlier parts. One way to understand it, according to one commentator that I liked, is they never got God's salvation by means of this name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, like Rumpelstiltskin, is the name of compassion which overrides whatever you may have done and whatever agreement you may have made to an imp or just in the world in general. So when you go very back far in time, you encounter this deep awareness of names, the secret of names and their power. But it's not just something back then, because if you are into business theory and reading, we still are paying a lot of attention to the power of names, how to use them, how to win, make friends, and influence people. Right, Ricardo? Names hold so much of who we are, and in the Jewish tradition, it's especially true of God. There is a different name of God and that represents a different quality of him. One of the names that appears in this week's Parsha is that God is known as El Shaddai, a feminine name for God because Shaddaim are breasts. But the Hebrew, and it's understood, is El Shaddai, that which is enough, like Dayenu. And it is the name that God uses for God's simsum, contraction, when God backed off to make room for all of us. So it's a beautiful name of God, about God who makes room for you and for me, or God who offers us compassion. And if you look at the Amidah, every one of those blessings begins with God's name, Baruch Atah Adonai, but then it gives God's name as an action. God who gives us knowledge and understanding. God who raises up the fallen. God who makes peace. And so we understand in our tradition that the names of our God are really all verbs. Ehyeh, asher ehyeh, a God of becoming, and therefore a God of relationship. It is how God relates to us through concrete actions that defines the Jewish understanding and approach to who God is. And what's true up there is true down here, because the names we use with one another also do that. Hey, honey, would you take out the garbage for me? David Keston Kosak. The only time my middle name is used, and by mom. And every one of us has special names that we share that speak of these relationships. And so what I want to ask you to do this week as you go out into your world and your lives is pay attention to your names, the ones people call you, how they use them, and how you use other people's names. And are you using those names like God does to further relationship, to deepen a form of compassion and giving and taking care of others? Are you using it like Rumpelstiltskin, as to say, to take something away or to take it back? Shabbat Shalom.